Decisions have to be taken on the minutes that has been circulated. You also received documentation, the first draft report of the committee on our visit to the Northern Cape when we visited municipalities. So that has also been circulated to you. You also received on Wednesday the letter from DBSA answering our question regarding Siatemba municipality. Then outstanding is two municipalities in the Northern Cape, Pokwani, which appeared before this committee when we had our session in Kimberley, but we sent them back because of their information were questionable. A second municipality that didn't turn up was Renosterberg. So that is the two municipalities in the Northern Cape that we will have to call to this committee, and we indicated there that we will call them to Cape Town, to Parliament, and we will be looking at a date for that. Also in cooperation with, in coordination with Honorable Chani with his committee. Then, honorable members, we had an oversight visit to Mpumalanga last year in September, the 21st of September, and we indicated there that we will be going back to them to do the follow-up. I interacted with Honorable Mashile, and I'm putting it to the members here to think about it, that we might do then the follow-up after Parliament rises here, on the 4th of June, because the follow-up will only be one day. Start in the morning, finish off in the afternoon, and come back, or go back to our home bases. That is the agenda we would have dealt with. I'm putting it to the members for any inputs.
Thank you, Chair. On your last point, are you proposing for the day of the 4th of June?
No. On the 4th, I've got a calendar in front of me. We must look, but again, it the recess. Look at Monday or Tuesday, the 7th or the 8th of June. The reason for this also is to give those municipalities enough time to prepare themselves. Become well prepared, what did they do? And report to us in terms of our previous report.
And then, Chair, just a point. If we are concerned that we might have a quorum problem, Mr. Lees could have been here. If I had known, I could have brought him along. So in future, if we are concerned, then you must just inform the alternates, because we could potentially have solved the problem with them.
Thanks, Chairperson. One would understand that, yes, we don't have a quorum. But I will just request the report that we received on Siatemba. I think this is the report that includes that one official who tried to finance the municipality. Mm-hmm. That report is not informative. There is a lot of information that they have withheld and refused with it. It's not adequate. I'm not sure whether we don't need to write a letter to them to to actually populate that report. You know, there is information that was deliberately withheld. When you read the report, it's got a lot of holes. You can't flow and be clear of what is happening on that particular aspect. And the that's the one thing that I just wanted to raise. Otherwise, the other items, except that Salga, whether we are going to call them to come here or we are going to visit them to their office or how we're going to handle them, I did not hear it. Thanks.
Well, Michelle, no, thank you. Maybe we must call DBSA back to us that they appear before the committee dealing with their report to come and explain. You write them a letter informing them that we're not satisfied, but that they come and present their report to the committee, that we engage with them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we are writing letters back and forth, and we're not moving forward, actually backwards. Any other inputs before we get to the Saga issue? Honourable members, on Wednesday there appeared in the paid newspapers an article on Salga. Salga appeared before Scopa in the NA. Mr. Tao, where is your heritage? And also there was a report on the 13th in the Cape Argus. Now, according to this and the remarks by the chairperson of Scopa, in the NA, Saga is showing a netto loss of 8.4 million for the year, the financial year 2009. And municipalities owe Saga 14 million rand. That's outstanding. 60 municipalities in KZN owe Saga money. Now there's another issue in KZN between that organization that was formed, Guanaloga, if I pronounce it correctly, the counterpart of Saga in KZN. So I'm putting this to the members. When I saw this, I immediately phoned our researcher, Mr. Tao, and asked him to get some more information. For the financial year 2008-09, the AG gave Saga a qualified audit opinion for its financial statements. Anyone that wants to comment on this? I don't know if the members have seen this. The Saga is one of our stakeholders that we interact with when we deal with municipalities.
This document refers to 13 February 2008.
The 2008. It is the Cape Argus. This one.
Saga appeared before Scopa in the NA. So you're actually referring to the previous year? Okay. Maybe you must get some more information for us and then just circulate it that we can take a decision. Honorable Mashile.
Yeah, Chair, I think, like as you have already given the marching orders on this one, is that with our intentions to try and make sure that Salga participates in the NCOP, we definitely need a healthy Salga financially. And therefore, it's a more extensive report on the activities and the financial positions and status will actually give us the necessary tools to determine whether we should invite its administration to come and explain itself, because the interest is that it must be healthy. and therefore they can only be healthy if there is somebody doing oversight over them. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable
Chair. Anyone else? Chair, can I just confirm the concern is for the financial statements of 08-09? Okay, and the newspaper reports that you have are reporting on the fact that 08-09 financial statements were given a qualified audit opinion. Okay, so this research we have referring to the August of 2008 is simply providing history on the issue. It's an ongoing problem. Okay.
Members, you see, when we had SAGA before us, and also when we visited municipalities, they make the input, how can they assist municipalities? But how can they assist if their financial position is not healthy? How are they going to do it? But we will look at the slot where we can call them. Honorable Johnny?
Chair, I'm not sure, but looking at our program between now and the 4th of June, it might pose a challenge to call SAGA during this period. But at the same time, I'm of the view that I'm sure the 2009 SAGA's annual report and whatever audits will be out by June. Normally, it should have got
available now.
They are available now.
In the 09 report.
09-10.
Annual report.
Yes. So I would suggest that maybe in our preparing for the next term, it should be one of the first organizations that come before us to present their report.
Mm. Good proposal. Mm. Thank you, honourable members. Then on Wednesday, I also mentioned to the members at the workshop the letter I received from the FFC that we as delegates from our provinces engage with our province, where the FFC do a workshop similar that they did with us as a committee on finance and appropriation in the provinces. We can circulate this also to you. That you just have it. It comes from Henry. Henry is the liaison officer of the FFC in Parliament. Keisha, if you can just circulate this to the members. I already interacted with my province, the Northern Cape, to give us a date.
Can't you quickly get copies?
Pardon?
I'm saying, can't you quickly get copies?
Maybe, yes.
Because the legislature, sometimes they are very arrogant, you know. So you must have a piece of paper that talks to what you're saying.
Yeah. Honourable members, that's all from my side. Is any comments? Yes, Mr. Harris.
Chair, your proposal earlier that we handle the decisions of this meeting after the meeting next Tuesday. I unfortunately at 1 o'clock on the Tuesday I'm in the subcommittee on the review of council rules, which is a position that is in no way related to the incident yesterday where the chairperson told me to sit down repeatedly in the House. In my opinion, in flagrant regard of the rules, but nevertheless, I will use that opportunity, or I need to be in that meeting at 1 o'clock, so I'm afraid I won't be able to attend if we do schedule it for then.
We can get this alternate. We can do the work for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll review the rules.
No, you have been requested to read the rules down. They said you have read the rules selectively, so you must read the whole thing. You'll see why do you have been called to order. But we are not reliving the plenary. Thanks.
I must have my rules with me.
Mm.
Although I'm 10 years of class in Parliament, coming from the legislature,
Yeah, Chair, I'll just recommend closure, thanks.
There's a proposal for closure. Someone to second the proposal.
Yeah. Thank you. Stands adjourned. and we'll meet then Tuesday morning with the Appropriations Committee.
What is the venue of that?
Venue? Townhouse. Rachtach. We're going to a hotel. In one of the conference rooms. Okay. Townhouse is just around the corner.
At 1 o'clock. Well, sorry, at 10. And SMS Lee's as well, please.
Are you going to organize a bus today? So you're going to you're going to pay for our legs.
Yeah.